First, the happily retired politician, former state representative Eugene Hahn of Friesland. Instead of glad-handing this Labor Day, he sat in a wagon pulled by a tractor and played the trombone with the Friesland band in the 48th annual Labor Day parade in Randolph. Hahn retired 3 years ago after 18 years in the assembly and says he's glad he wasn't part of the upheaval that followed the election of Governor Scott Walker.
My concern is, with all that's taking place now, how will you get the kind of people with a foundation, you know, that's common sense, will be willing to go through all that to serve? I'm worried that people say, forget it, you know, I'm not going down there.
Also marching in the Randolph parade was Republican State Assembly Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald. He's testing the waters for a likely run for the U.S. Senate.
You know, this is a parade I normally do, but, I'll hear some reaction on the crowd, out of the crowd today, and we'll see how that goes. So maybe it'll be a barometer of whether I get in or not. So
I would not vote for him as senator.
That's the reaction of another parade participant, Randolph Girl Scout troop leader Kim Wappler.
Just because of the way he voted in the state of Wisconsin and with taking away the bargaining rights.
Wappler says she voted consistently for Fitzgerald in past elections. But down in Madison, another state legislator is optimistic about his bid for higher office. State Representative Mark Pocan was shaking hands at the Madison Labor Fest. He plans to announce a bid for a seat in Congress later this week and says he's happy to see a big turnout at the union-sponsored Labor Fest.
I think this is extremely positive that you're finding people actually in extremely good spirits given what's happened for the year. And I think they realize that, you know, the way we ultimately have victory is to get rid of Scott Walker. And I don't know a person here who's not motivated for that.
Pocan predicts a lot of pushback from Democrats against Governor Walker's policies in the campaigns for the 2012 elections, which are already underway. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.